Now, this is according to Business Journal. This is a new survey that finds that a lot of employees would rather have more vacation rather than a pay raise.
Really? Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, if given the choice, 41% of people would actually rather have more paid vacation time than a pay raise.
Hell yeah.
While
yeah,
we're
man.
Always
Who wouldn't take that.
Yeah, we're always hearing about US employees not using up all their paid vacation each year. It seems like a lot of folks really do want more time off. In fact, a new survey finds that if given the choice, 41% of the people would actually rather have more paid vacation than a paid raise.
I'm with
I can't
that.
Say that enough.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd rather have more vacation time or a pay raise?
More vacation time.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm kind of on the fence with this one because I don't take a lot of vacation, which is crazy.
If you give me sick days, I'm taking them.
I
Every
know.
Last one of them.
Every last one of them.
I don't take a lot of vacation. I really don't.
You have
I
to
never
tell
have.
Me I don't have no more days.
It ain't an option for me.
You have to tell me I'm out of sick days and vacation days.
Yeah,
because if you don't say nothing, I'm off.
Yeah, I guarantee you I'm taking my sick days. Yeah.
So I guess I would be, I'd get a pay raise. I guess I'd be that person.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
no.
instead
no.
of vacation days. Because I rarely take the ones that I have. I'm supposed to be on vacation right now.
I love you a lot, but something is really, really wrong with you.
But it is. It is. What, am I a workaholic?
Well, I think your bouginess
won't allow you to be.
Yeah, I think your bouginess. I think your bouginess borderlines and tips off into stupidity.
No, you're calling me stupid.
No, I didn't say you were stupid.
He said tips off.
I said you were bougie.
Yeah. And he
but
said your, tips
if,
off.
If your bouginess is overrunning you, and it tips over into stupidity. Because why your ass won't take your vacation? Supposed to be on vacation now,
right
but you
now.
Said
she didn't take it.
You're supposed to be on vacation
I
now.
Put in for it, and I put in for it, and I'm here.
Can I have your days?
No,
don't take my days, man.
Let me tell you something.
Okay, I
if
need
they
help.
They told me, Steve, you can take off from now on all of your jobs, and we'll just send you the check.
Oh, yeah. Who wouldn't sign up for that?
My ass is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
My
doing that.
My ass is gone. I'm gone, 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 gone. Okay, let me ask you this question. Whatever your salary is, if somebody gave you 3 years of your salary and gave it to you at one time, would you quit your job?
No.
Oh, hell no.
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 I got to be in here running the board.
No.
Pat, move over.
I got to have someone.
Got to have.
I like coming to work.
Yeah,
I really like.
I like having a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what I like having a purpose.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you got to have something to do.
Yeah, I like it.
So let me ask you.
Your salary.
Yeah, your salary for 3 years.
Oh, hell yeah.
Would you quit
if
all of
got
your
his
job?
Salary, I'd take all
Walk straight out of here.
Yeah, well, that's a little different.
Walk straight out of here and would not look back.
And would not. 3 years
and
yourself.
Go home and tell Marjorie, and she be all right with that decision.
Yes.
Baby, this is what we're going to do.
Well, you can live off of it, I'm sure, for the rest of your
life. Baby, let me tell
you
what we're going to do now. Mm-hmm. Listen to me. We're going to slow down. Mm-hmm. We're going to slow down. We're going to buy a couple things, and we're going to lock it down. Then I'm going to go back and get another show.
But right now.
We're going to slow it down.
We're going on another trip.
In the words of Bobby V, we're going to slow down.
All right, Steve, time for today's headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. Here we go. Senate Republicans are facing more and more pressure to join Democrats in setting up a special commission to investigate the January 6th riot, but looks like they don't care about that. Yesterday, the mother of late Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick joined other members of law enforcement in meeting with individual senators in an effort to try to get them to sign on to an official probe, something West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says should be easy to do.
Democrats have basically given everything they've asked for, any impediment that would have been there, and there's no reason not to now, unless you just don't want to hear the truth.
By the way, according to a report, a lot of Trump supporters who did storm the Capitol building on January 6th are not agreeing to any plea deals. When asked or offered them, they say, I don't want any. They apparently believe that the Donald is going to step in and save them. A racist white woman in South Carolina sentenced to 20 years in prison for unprovoked attacks on her black and Latino neighbors. Prosecutors say Mandy Fortson's convicted of firing a handgun into an apartment where a black family lives, wounding the father and traumatizing his kids, and into the home where an Hispanic family resides. Prosecutors say Mandy, a 48-year-old former paramedic, tried to lie about what she did, but unfortunately for her, there was evidence showing that she went into her backyard, started shooting, and after firing 6 shots, reloaded and continued shooting. Again, Mandy Fortin's been sentenced to 20 years. Local cops, interestingly enough, did not charge this one with a hate crime. President Biden still on his two-pronged mission to come to a meeting of the minds with the Congress on his infrastructure plans, while at the same time engendering the faith and support of the American people for his administration's workings as a whole. He was in Cleveland yesterday.
We've turned the tide on the once-in-a-century pandemic. We've turned the tide on the once-in-a-generation economic crisis. And families are beginning to be able to breathe just a little bit easier. We still have work to do. But our future today is as bright and as wide open as it ever has been.
Mr. Biden also, says it's time to give the nation's middle class workers a, quote, fair shake with an economy that he says benefits everyone and not just the rich. History made at the White House this week, Karine Jean-Pierre, the second woman ever to represent the White House in an official briefing. She's also the first openly gay woman to hold a post. The last black woman to hold Jean-Pierre's position was Judy Smith. That's the woman who was the inspiration for the Olivia Pope character on the hit show Scandal. As if white cops haven't looked bad enough these days, four of them in a kind of SWAT-like uniforms and two dogs posed with a picture of a captured black robbery suspect. And listen up, you and the family want to go to Disneyland. There's a sandwich there that costs $100. It's got salami, rosemary ham, provolone, and sun-dried. Well, anyway, it's $100. Just
now, wait a minute, Ricky.
Just share it, okay? Back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.